presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed. Superman, who travels with the speed of light, but who walks about among human beings disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. At the moment, Kent and Major Evans Dover, noted archaeologist, and his pilot, Jack Corboy, are deep in the heart of the Central American jungle, searching for the remains of the goddess Ashta, a sacred Mayan mummy hundreds of years old that is rumored to have retained the appearance of a living woman who is only asleep. Bert, a Cockney deserter from the British Navy who was advisor to Tasso, the tribal chief, has promised Kent and Dover to lead them to the secret temple of Ashta, where the sacred mummy lies. A temple ruled over by Kamado, the villainous high priest. When we last saw them, Kent, Major Dover, and Chief Tasso were setting out to cross to the temple by a road running through the half-drained Lake of the Crocodiles, which surrounds the Temple of Ashta. At the last moment, however, Kent told the Major to go on without him, insisting that he was playing a hunch. A few minutes later, when Tasso and Dover were halfway across the lake, it started filling up, and they seemed doomed to a terrible death. As our story opens today, we join Kent, who has changed to Superman. He crouches in the jungle underbrush, watching Dover start on the narrow path to join Chief Tasso for the journey across the Lake of the Crocodiles. Listen.
I suppose Dover thinks I'm afraid to go with him to the temple. But it can't be helped. Superman has some checking up to do first. It shouldn't take but a few minutes. Up! Up! And away! Now, over the jungle to locate that wrecked plane Corboy saw. There isn't much time. Faster! Faster! Ah, there it is. Now, down! Down! It's a wrecked plane, all right. Now, let's see if I can find any identifying marks. I'll just lift this wing up. By George, my hunch was right. It's the plane I thought it was. Now, back to the village to check on one thing more. Up! Up! And away! Faster. Faster. There's no time to lose. I've got to get back to the temple before Dover and Tasso and Bert enter it. Now, there's the village. Down. Down. Yes, this is the right hut. I hope there's no one inside. In we go. Oh, so we did leave a guard, eh? Drop that spear. Fool, spears can't hurt me. Okay, if you want to fight. Now, do you want some more?
No.
All right, then get up.
Me go.
Oh, and bring some more natives? Oh, no, you don't. Where's the key to that chest in the corner there?
Key? No understand.
All right, I'll break the chest open with my hand. There. Now, let's see. Ah, here we are. Just what I was looking for. Flying helmet, goggles, gloves. But where's the... Wait. Sounds like Dover calling for help. Unless my super hearing deceives me, Dover and Tasso are in danger. No time to search further. I must get to them. Up! Up and away! There they are. Great Scott, they're on the road leading across the Lake of the Crocodiles. And the lake's filling up. Faster, faster, I've got to save them.
With the speed of light, Superman streaks above the jungle for the Temple of Ashta. With his super sight, he spots a native within the temple working with the lever. Crashing through the temple walls, the Man of Steel claws his way to the native. Hurling him away from the lever, Superman reverses it violently. Suddenly, the beast-infested waters of the Lake of the Crocodiles stop rising. Then they begin to recede. Watching for a moment to be sure that Dover and Chief Tasso can continue on to the temple in safety, Superman streaks out of the temple. Presently, he emerges from the jungle underbrush on the opposite side as Clark Kent. He runs swiftly across the sunken road to join Major Dover and Tasso.
Oh, I was afraid you'd get in the temple before I got here.
Kent, where in heaven's name have you been?
Major, I thought I heard some natives moving around back of us when we were at the edge of the clearing. And I wanted to investigate.
White man, see my tribesmen?
No, I guess I was mistaken. But Major, why were you calling for help?
Kent, Tasso and I came within an ace of being devoured by the crocodiles.
Great heavens. What happened?
When the chief and I got halfway across the lake, It started to fill up.
Well, what did you do?
Just as the level of the water rose to the edge of the road, and the crocodiles were beginning to snap their awful jaws, it stopped. And then began to drop.
Huh. I wonder what caused that.
I don't know. Tasso thought Clamato had trapped us, but it couldn't have been that.
Clamato tried to kill Tasso and White Chief.
Where's Bert?
I don't know. Seems to have disappeared.
Maybe him in temple. We go.
Now, wait a minute, Tasso. Suppose we run into more guards.
This entrance, secret tunnel to inner temple. No guard.
I hope you're right, Chief.
You know the way, Tasso. We'd better go first.
Ah.
Kent, we're going to see the goddess at last.
I hope we are. But we're not in that inner temple yet.
But we're going... Hold it.
What's the matter?
Tasso stopped. Someone's coming.
Come. Roll them. Then you can speak.
It's Bert.
Come on. Oh, yes. The way's clear.
Clamato in temple.
Clamato? Why, of course, Tasso.
Clamato no white man with us?
Nah, Clamato hasn't an idea that you blokes is anywhere around. Now then, it's shovel. I'll lead the way. Now, first of all, I wants to show you that's the blooming goddess.
Where is she, Bert?
In the hall of the inner temple. You never saw a sight like it before, I'll wager. Lord, lemme, the King of England ain't got such a place.
Too bad we haven't got a camera with us.
Mind these turns along here.
How far do we have to go before we... This is Kent.
Good Lord. What was that?
Sounded like rocks crashing down. Tasso, Bert.
What's wrong?
Come here, quick. Call Bert.
Kokome.
Major, the whole tunnel's caved in behind us.
Clamato.
It's completely blocked. Where's Bert?
I don't know. I called him, but he must have been around some of the turns in the tunnel, because he hasn't answered.
We better hurry and catch him, then. Major Dover!
There's another cave-in. It's up ahead this time.
That means we're trapped in this tunnel.
Tasso, are there any other ways out?
No.
Poor Bert. That cave-in ahead must have buried him alive.
Look, we've got to dig ourselves out of here some way. The air in this place won't last an hour.
We die.
Oh, no, we won't. We'll get out of this some way. Dover, you and Tasso go back and see if there's any chance of breaking through the cave-in in back of us.
What are you going to do?
I'm going up ahead and see what that one looks like. But we've got to work fast. Get going.
Right. But I'm afraid it's a hopeless task.
Can't dig through rock.
Yeah, well, they're working on that rear cave-in. They can't see me up here, and Superman can go to work on the front one.
I wonder if it did catch Bert, or if... Oh, boy, what a mass of rock. This will be a job. One cave-in could have been an accident, but two, that's deliberate. Ah, that was a big one. Now we're getting someplace. There, I'm through. A few more rocks out of the way, and there'll be room enough for us to crawl through. Now to call Dover and Tasso.
Major Dover! Major Dover!
What is it, Kent?
You and Tasso, come on. Never mind the other cave-in. I've broken through this one.
Kent, an opening. How on earth did you do it?
And those two big rocks must have jammed and formed some sort of a bridge which held back the rest of the big rocks. It wasn't hard at all to loosen them.
What about Bert?
Well, he must have just escaped it. All right, let's crawl through.
Why? We're at the end of the tunnel.
Inner temple. Through door there.
The inner temple.
You wasn't trapped?
Bert! You escaped then.
Blinking tunnel fell in so close behind me, near took off the seat of my pants. Spoke me, I thought it was done for. God be praised, dear ear.
Yes, we were very lucky.
Come on then, me artist, and have a look at her highness, the goddess Hester, in her throne room. Here now.
Why, it's unbelievable. Kent, did you ever see such a hall?
No. No, I never did.
Silver and gold, them blooming walls is, and the hangings is cloth woven out of pure gold. There's a king's ransom 10 times over in this place there is.
Bert, where's the conclave of the tribal council and the priests? I thought it was being held in here.
What? Oh, no. They're chewing the cud in the room above this one. Tasso and me's going up there as soon as we hide you and the major.
Bert, where is the goddess Ashtar?
On her couch behind them hangings. Come on over and I'll show her to you.
Bert, you said something about hiding us.
That's right, mate. I've got a nice little hiding place for you until after the Iron Mucky Max has left the temple. Then there'll be work for us to do. Pull back the hangings, Tasso, and show the lads a sight.
Kent. Kent, look.
Quick, Toxa. Ashta.
She is beautiful. Kent, I can't believe my eyes. It's true. She's centuries old, but she only seems to be asleep.
Getting close, isn't it?
A good look at her, boys.
Kent. Bert. Look. Ashta. She's opening her eyes. Good heavens.
Let me see.
Touch her if you like. She won't bite you. Go ahead. I'll be with you in a minute.
Bert, wait. That isn't a mummy, and you know it. Major Dover, listen. I told you there was something fishy about this.
Back, Kent.
What, back?
The floor is giving way.
It's falling out from under us.
What happened to Kent and Dover and Tasso as they gazed at the amazing mummy of the goddess Ashta? Is this the scheming Kamado's final effort to finish off the two white men and Tasso as well? And what is the secret of the goddess Ashta? What strange sorcery made the eyelids of the centuries-old princess seem to flutter? What is the fate of Dover and Kent? Tune in next time for the thrilling climax of this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.